AM 790 Talk and Business presents Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next water fire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
Well, hello, 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 and good afternoon, and welcome to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island. We are the newest one-hour talk show and entertainment program here on AM 790, which is your station for talk and business. And every Wednesday, we will be bringing you behind the scenes into Rhode Island's signature event. And we've been setting the state on fire for about 20 years now. So we're going to introduce you to our partners. We're going to have special interviews with some of your local favorite artists and introduce you to our Waterfire collaborators. And, of course, get special previews into the schedule of events and so much more. So I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelser, Director of Development for Waterfire Providence, and I will be your host today. But I am also joined with Barnaby Evans, my boss, the creator of Waterfire and the artistic director of Waterfire. Hello, Barnaby.
Hello, Bronwyn, and good afternoon to everyone at AM 790. We're delighted to be here.
I know. This is amazing, isn't it? A whole show all about all things Waterfire.
Well, the show's going to be looking at all sorts of things about the state because there are a lot of great things going on, and Waterfire tries to focus on them, and we look forward to sharing lots of things with you.
Yeah, and you know, I think people have been asking me why on a business talk station would they have an arts program, and I keep saying to them, well, you know, there is an art to business, certainly, but there's also a lot of business in art. So, and I think we're going to have a lot of great conversations with a lot of great people. But today, we have a really great first show, I think an inaugural kickoff, and we are being joined by Mark Higgins, who is the Dean and the Alfred J. Verrecchia Hasbro, Inc. Leadership Chair in Business at the University of Rhode Island College of Business. That is a title, with a very big title and a beautiful one. And we're also going to be joined by Derek Brazzo from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. He's part of our hospitality partners who are also sponsoring the fire this upcoming Saturday. And then to kind of wrap things up, we're going to be bringing on a couple of really special characters, John McNiff and John Cannon, who will be bringing us a fascinating reenactment of the lively debate that occurred at Sabin's Tavern, right, Barnaby, on June 9th, 1772?
Absolutely, about whether Rhode Island should remain a colony subject to the crown or whether we should start a new nation, because it all started here in Rhode Island. Not that, you know, 2 days ago, it was on June 9th, was the anniversary of it.
Yeah, so
and we'll have more to talk about that later.
Yeah, so as we were saying, there's a very big water fire event this weekend, which is Saturday, and the lighting will happen somewhere after 8 o'clock. Sunset's a little bit later because we're in June, and we'll have lots of information on that later in the segment. But I'd like to, again, welcome Dean Higgins here from the College of Business at the University of Rhode Island.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for sponsoring Waterfire.
Well, as many people know, this is the 90th anniversary of the College of Business, and it was founded in 1923. So we've celebrated the anniversary through a number of events throughout the course of the last academic year, and we were looking for a premier event to close out our anniversary celebration. And we couldn't think of any better event than Waterfire to close out the event, since it is obviously the premier event that happens a number of times throughout the summer. And so we thought it was the perfect event for us to celebrate our 90th anniversary.
Well, we're very excited to have you. I know that we'll be actually highlighting four students that not only students, I've spanned generations that have come out of the College of Business, which is really, why don't we start with a little bit of a history on the
students, right? One of them, Alex Kocher, is from is at Google. He's a 1995 graduate. Wendy Field, who is now was a graduate, she probably doesn't want me to say when, is now a retired managing director from UBS, who is the chairwoman of our advisory board. Catherine Jervis, who is a professor and holds the Richard Wangermuth Chair at the college, and she was a former master's student and a very well-received professor. The students love her. And one of her students, Andrea Osorio, who is an accounting graduate, is going to work for PricewaterhouseCoopers. She's a graduate, both our undergraduate program and our master's program, are the four people that will be lighting the fire.
You know, Mark, we're delighted to be welcoming you, but I just want, just hearing those names and hearing what they've accomplished, these are just four people you're choosing to recognize, because I don't think many Rhode Islanders realize how respected and how accomplished the College of Business is, and how many people involved in businesses all around the world, all around the state, and all around Providence have got their start with that, got their whole analytical viewpoint on how one approaches business. It's a very well-respected program.
Well, thank you very much. We think so, and we think it's one of the jewels of the state that very few people really know about. Another member of our advisory board, the chairman of the board of Hasbro, Al Varecchia, Richard Harrington, who was the former chairman of the board of and CEO of Thomson Reuters, there are just two other people, former Rob Crandall, who American Airlines. So there's been a number of graduates. That's just three that have gone on to been very successful. We have a number of people down the Wall Street area, New York, New Jersey, California, all throughout the country. We have over 18,000 College of Business alums. And we'd like to have even more in the state of Rhode Island. So we're trying to do everything we can to help grow the economy.
Well, Brahman earlier mentioned the art of business and the business of art. And in this economy, it's all about innovation and new ideas and mm-hmm. new techniques and development. And clearly, we're going to need the sort of management skills and leadership that's coming out of the College of Business to do that.
And that's why we redesigned our MBA program and moved it up to Providence.
It's third year now?
It's in the third year. This fall we'll start our third class. We refer to it as SIMBA, Strategic Innovation MBA. And we've done a lot of great things with companies. This past year we had students, and they basically take on a project for a corporation. We had two student teams at Fidelity, two student teams at GTEC. One at CVS, one at Hasbro, who designed a toy. And one of the things that we do when we deal with these businesses, we have to sign non-disclosure agreements. So really can't talk too much more about what they designed. But the executives were very impressed, and they're going to go back and speak to some more executives at Hasbro later on this summer. And then we also worked with the Steelyard. So one of the projects will be dealing through social venture partners, and that was a very successful project.
Now, what's great about that is the in-depth learning. You both get the academic and the the fundamentals and the analytics, but now you get to work with really extremely well-respected international companies, GTEC, Hasbro, Fidelity, CVS, all of these, which are seen as innovative leaders in their fields and really make people sometimes talk about business in Rhode Island, and I think if you really look at it, there's some remarkable things growing here. It's great to have that partnership, and going all the way down to the Steelyard, which is another innovative project here in Providence in the arts that is looking at a lot of innovative models of how one might use what was at one point an out-of-date steel production yard and mm-hmm. turn it into an entirely new home for education and innovation and help build the creative economy here in Providence.
Right. Well, we're down in downtown Providence, so we're right around the Arts District. And part of the course requirements, the students attend the events at Beta Spring. Mm-hmm. So they've gone to, and there's a whole host of different companies that, because there's two kind of incubations. Sessions, one in the fall and one in the spring. And then we partner with BIF. And so when they first start in the program, Saul Kaplan's enterprise holds their event probably the second week of September. And so our students go over and get to see firsthand the storytellers. And it's it kind of gets them in that innovation mode.
BIF is the Business Innovation Factory, which is a great project that Saul Kaplan's been doing for 10 years now.
About
years.
That, yes. Yeah.
I've been to almost all the summits, in case I'm sometimes on another continent, but if I'm in the continent, I'm there. It's a great program.
Excellent
really
program.
Really amazing storytellers. And by storytellers, they're more talking about innovation, about how business can look in new ways, how important imagination is, how important innovation thinking is. And it's a remarkable thing, which people can go to it. You go to their website, and you can subscribe to it if it's not sold out.
Right, exactly. So I would encourage people to do that quickly.
Very good. Is there some things about the college of business that might surprise people? I know you've got this amazing ratio of faculty to students, which is pretty astonishing.
So we believe we have some we have an outstanding faculty there. You know, we're the only institution in the state that has a doctoral program. We have a doctoral program, supply chain, marketing, and finance. So we have great faculty. But the other program that a lot of people might not know about is we have an international business program where students major in a foreign language. And they also major in a business discipline, be it supply chain, global business. And part of that program, they go to a foreign country. And this past year, we had four students graduate with a Chinese major, and that means that they and global business. And they took classes in China in Chinese and did an internship in China.
See, this is amazing. And actually, we were going to end this segment right now, but we're going to have to take a quick break. But we would love for you to come back on with us for our second segment and to hear a little bit more about China and what you're doing there and a little bit more about the business school. Would you
be happy to? Thank
you. That'd be great. Again, you're listening to AM 790, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Back to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Call Bronwyn now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Hello, hello. Welcome back, everybody. Again, you're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island, and I'm sitting here with Barnaby Evans, the creator of Waterfire, and Dean Mark Higgins from the University of Rhode Island College of Business. And we were just talking about the innovative and incredible things that the URI College of Business is doing, especially with this one-year master's program and how you're really creating these different ways that students can get involved in the local communities and with our local large companies and try and find solutions to, you know, turn around the economy, as it were.
Exactly. And so when they solve these projects for these companies, they learn innovation skills, strategic thinking, and hopefully they can take them onto their jobs when they graduate. A lot of these students wind up doing internships with the companies they do projects with over the summer. One of the teams is stayed at Fidelity this year, and one of the students is also at Hasbro. So what we're trying to do is to develop high-quality students so that we can enrich the economy in the state of Rhode Island. And hopefully these companies find the value in these projects, which they have. They come back every year, and then they now will find a place for these students because they don't want to lose that talent.
Mark, that idea of combining it with a language program I think is wonderful because Americans are underskilled in languages, and it actually limits international business to a great degree. We've had the great good fortune to do Waterfire in Rome and in Singapore, and I realized I would have loved to have had more language in Italy there. In Singapore, English is very well understood. But we're also looking at China. You mentioned the four graduates who have studied in China and combining the Chinese language skills with the international business understanding, mm-hmm. as well as the business program. It's a great thing.
Right, and this fall we'll welcome 11 students from Jiangnan University in Wuhan, and they'll be part of a dual degree program. They'll get a degree from both the University of Rhode Island and their home institution. And we are also going to launch either in January 15 or September 15 a Master's of Science in Finance. There's a huge demand for that program, and that'll be located in Providence as well. So we're continuing to add programs to the Providence campus, and we're continuing to provide quality education to the state of Rhode Island.
And, you know, several other quite well-known strengths of URI are both robotics and engineering, ocean mm-hmm. engineering, aquaculture. I imagine there are crossover with that in the School of Business
right.
as well.
Right. We have what we refer to as the Blue MBA, where you can get a Master's of Science in Oceanography and an MBA. We've probably had about 18 to 20 graduates over the past 4 or 5 years. So we've got a lot of innovative MBA programs. We have one partnered with the pharmacy school as well. So, and we're continuing to look for those programs. In addition, this fall we're launching a concentration in health management within our MBA program. So people who want to pursue an MBA that's got more of a health focus, we've got classes for them as well. So since the healthcare industry is a huge component in the state of Rhode Island.
Well, and everything is shifting, and what I really love this idea of innovation and creative economy, because as I look at what we do at Waterfire, Barnaby, I think it can only be said that the arts here in Rhode Island, not just Waterfire, but the arts in general, are part of a real, they bring a lot of vitality economically to our city and state. I mean, even, maybe you can share a little bit about what the Army Corps of Engineers recently told us.
Yeah, Brahman, I liked your comment earlier, and I mentioned it before, the art of business and the business of art. The Industrial Revolution started in the Americas here in Rhode Island, and that was start of a growing tradition that's absolutely business-related and about huge economic development and innovation as well. And we have a very strong design community. I've heard we have the largest number of designers per capita than any other state in the union, and that is an incredible resource. And quite an amazing statement. We also have a great arts community, we have a great cultural community, as well as a beautiful natural environment. And place, and this quality of place, is one of those things that are beginning to loom as particularly important now that you can be almost anywhere in the world and working. You can be connected by the internet. So the quality of life in where you live is what people are looking for. And Rhode Islanders who haven't traveled much may not realize how much the quality of life has been preserved here in Rhode Island. Dr. Benjamin Barber spoke last week at the Smart Growth Conference, and he talked about the problems that Rhode Island is facing, or problems the entire globe is facing, and what we need is innovation and creativity. Mm-hmm. And the innovation you're stressing in the program is great.